Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gloria Berman. This goes to Goshen Medical. On 1/25/24, Mrs. Berman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the LH bronchodilators. The forestalar capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 12/7/23, there's been no significant change period to PAGF impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Birch, B-U-R-C-H. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 1/25/24, Mr. Birch performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forestalar capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/4/23. There's been no change period, no PAGF compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospasty component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ann Lee. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 1/25/24, Mrs. Lee performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forestalar capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a marked improvement in effort, leaving the patient with a mild airways obstruction without restriction period, no PAGF impression, with improved effort after bronchodilators. The patient appears to have mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 1/25/24, Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forestalar capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild impairment of flow rates period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/26/23, there's been no change period, no PAGF impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Diana Coble, C-O-B-L-E. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 1/25/24, Mrs. Coble performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalar capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in forestalar capacity and flow rates, leaving the patient with a mild impairment in lung volume without airways obstruction period, no PAGF impression, mild restrictive lung disease with possible reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/11/23, there's been no significant change period. Thank you. Now, next is a 12-lead EKG report.